I'm only I'm selling you 5 gallons. And if I don't have, so I'll owe it to you. Because I'm selling you 5 gallons. And I'm making the price much cheaper right now. Or else, Masha Rechelik, I'm going to sell you this amount of wool. And if you give me the money now, before I share off the wool, I'll give it to you cheaper. Or else, Masha Kibrosi, I'm going to sell you right now 2 jars of honey for this amount of money. And if you pay me right now, I'll make it cheaper. Also, this is also to do, because this looks like ribbis. And the reason why you're giving it back later cheaper is because he lets you hold on to the money in between. And the chiddush here is, even though these things grow by itself, like the milk produces inside the goat, so wool grows by itself, but even the lesnaya of ishasa, since right now when the person is paying you the money, so far you did not milk the goat, or you did not share off the wool, also, therefore, Sosa to do this deal, because since he does not have the merchandise, it looks like ribbis. He's giving you money now, and because the reward that you're letting him hold on and use his money, he's going to give you back more later. Ikadiyami, some say Amarav Rebbe said like this. Kivan, the Mamela Karovoi, going back to the first case of pumpkins. So if you want to give the person money now for the big pumpkins, even though he doesn't have big ones, he only has small ones right now, still Shapadami, that's Muta. Why? Because the Savari is, like what says again, Amarava, Kivan the Mamela Karovoi Shapadami. Since these pumpkins by itself grow bigger, therefore there's no Isribis. It's considered the sale took place right now. As soon as he gave you the money, it's considered like you own these small pumpkins, and when they grow like bigger in your rishus. For the Gemara, but for Tanya, we just learned the price not like that. For Tanya, we learned, kach for kach also, if I tell you that I'll sell you 5 gallons of milk, and I'll sell it to you cheaper right now, because you give me the money, it's also, even though the person has the goat, or if I sell you exactly this amount of wool, it's also, or this amount of honey, it's also. The question is why? And the Gemara, hosam lav mino karovi. No, there it's different. It's not considered the milk comes out from the same goat. It's not considered the wool comes out by itself from the sheep. Why? The shakti leliyai v'yosi achrini beduchtei. When you milk out with this much milk, more milk comes in. It's not the shot of the same milk that's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like new milk that's coming in. Hocha b'rovir by this pumpkin, mina karovi. It's the same small pumpkin that's just growing bigger. And the proof is, when you pull off this pumpkin, another pumpkin does not grow there. So when I sell you this small pumpkin, even though I give it to you very cheap, and later when it becomes bigger, you get the bigger pumpkin, that's because right now in this small pumpkin, by itself, it's going to grow bigger. So it's like the sale is in this, it's yours, it's growing bigger. But when I sell you 5 gallons of milk from the goat, lemaisa, the milk is not here yet. The goat has to keep on to produce more and more and more and more milk. Like you take out some milk, more milk comes out. So we do not consider like the milk comes out by itself as if it's all considered here yet. The same thing by the wool. All the wool did not grow yet. But you have to shear off now and then wait till more grows and then shear it off again. So even though the mice comes out by itself, but here we cannot consider as if it's here right now. We do not say the sale takes place right now, but rather it's considered like I'm giving you money now. And later when you have the 5 gallons of milk, or later when you have the 10 pounds of wool, then you're first giving it to me. So then we say the reason why you're giving it to him cheaper later is because since he lets you hold on to the money in between, that looks like ribbis. And like Rashi says, Tichishat Dilelihai, Beitzinus, which rests when you take away the small pumpkin, Layasi Achriti, another one doesn't grow there. Shmamina Migufei Karabi, it only grows bigger from the small one itself. Mashankin, by milk, it's new milk coming, therefore there we do not say the sale took place right now. Now the Gemara says, Omer Abai, Abai says, Shori Lelinish Lemei Malei Lechavrei, a person has a right to say to his friend, Helech Arbo Zuzi, here, take these $4 now, Achavita de Chamra, that I want to buy off you this barrel of wine, but with conditions like this. E talk for, if the barrel of wine is going to spoil, become vinegar, Brishuscha, then it stays by you, I don't want it, give me back my money. E Yikra Izila, Brishusi, but let's say just the thing is the price goes up or the price goes down on the wine, then I accept it. Where is this called a sale or not? So is it, if it's not called a sale, then it's called, like, I'm giving you money right now, and later when it goes up, if I take it, it's considered you gave me more money, more wine, because of the ribbis. So is it mutter or not? Omalei said back to him, Omalei Rav Shabi Labaya, Hai korov l'schar v'roch l'hefsiru. This is more to gain and less to lose. And that's also, like we'll have the Mishnah later on, Rashi says, korov l'schar means in mikro. If it gets where it's more, you're going to gain on the deal. Roch l'hefsid, in tikfa, if it spoils, l'mikabalei, you don't have to accept it. So you have very little to lose here. So sell that for sure, should be like ribbis. So Rashi says, V'tanya b'pirkin, we'll learn later on in this perik, that korov l'schav rochel l'hefzig rasha. If you do such a deal like this, that you have more to gain and little to lose, you're a rasha. The shock of ribbis, it's called like a taking ribbis. T'chivan d'ayna kabbalah l'vachrayas ha-mekach, nimsa shenza mekach. Since you did not take the complete achrayas now, like l'moshul, if it spoils, it's not yours. So it's not considered like you bought the wine right now. It's only considered like you're giving him money right now. And he's first going to give it back to you later. So in such a case where it's korov l'schar, there's an issar of ribbis involved. But the rabbanon, there's an issar of ribbis here. So why do you say it's muta? So he answered back, Omalei, kivon de mekabel alei, zulo, since though you accept it upon yourself, that even if the price of wine goes down, still you'll take it. If so, korov l'zeh l'zehu, then it's called close to both. It's close to schar, it's close to hefsid, therefore it's muta. In other words, real ribbis it's not, because it's not a real loan here. I'm not I'm lending you the money, I'm buying the wine. But it's not a real sell yet, because if it gets spoiled, you don't take it. So therefore it makes us, it looks a little bit like ribbis midrabbonin. So the other klali is that if it's korov l'schar, if it looks like most probably there's more chances you're getting on the deal, then it's also. But if it's like mechza machza, it's only 50-50, then it's muta. So here, since you accept it upon yourself, the zila, if the price goes down, that you still accept it, that's called korov l'zeh l'zeh, therefore it's muta. Now the Mishnah says, ha'mal v'eschaveroi, if somebody lends money to his friend, so the malva lo yida b'chatzeroi chinam, you're not allowed to go and sleep in the leiva's house overnight for free without paying him. And the lo yisker mimenu, the malva is not allowed to rent an apartment from the leiva, b'pochus, if you're going to pay less than a normal price, b'fnei shu ribis, because that looks like ribis, or that's ribis, because the maisa you lent him money. And because you lent him money, that's why he's being nice to you, he's letting you rent the house at a cheaper price. Well, if he's letting you sleep in the house and you're not paying him, that would be like ribbis. So therefore, it's also to do it. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yeser by Minyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Afal pi shonu, even though we said, Hadar v'chotz v'chaver ishlemi daitoi, if you go into your friend's house and sleep there without asking him, talokhri is enet tzorach l'alas l'eschar, you do not have to pay him back. And the Gemara in Baba Kami says this is the case of Zenene v'zele chosar. Even in the case that you're a person that you would have slept in a motel last night, you would have had to pay money. So you're called Hano, you're enjoying it, that you're sleeping in somebody's house for free. But still, the reason why you don't have to pay him is because the other person is a lechosar. So we're talking about it's a house that he does not rent out. Since he doesn't rent it out, so therefore you have nothing to lose on the deal. So they're free from the lechitchila, of course. You're allowed to tell the person, get out of here. I don't want you to sleep in my house. You have a right to stop him. Because if the person already went in and slept there, the next morning, you have no right to charge him money. That's the klal of Zenene v'zele chosar espota. See, even though l'maisa, when you sleep in somebody else's house without permission, you do not have to pay him for it. But in our case, halveyu, if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, v'dar b'chetzeroi, and now Reuven goes and sleeps in Shimon's chotzer, tzorach l'alas l'schar. Here, Reuven will have to pay money for the sleeping that he did last night. Now, my k'mashlan, the question is, what are you teaching me? Tanina, that's the loch of our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, ha'mal v'eschaveroi, if you lend money to your friend, lo yidu b'chetzeroi chinam, you're not allowed to sleep in his house for without pay. In other words, if you do sleep there, you have to pay him. So it should not look like it's ribbis. And secondly, for lo yisker mimenu b'pochus, you're not allowed to rent an apartment from him with paying very little rent. Mivnei shu ribbis,
Because that's called ribbis. Like, why is he giving you a cheaper rent? Only because you lent him the money. So that's called reward you're getting back from the fact you lent him money. And that's also. So what does Rabbi Yosef ben Yumi teach me? It's enough for the Mishnah. So Mar says, no. If I would only know this from our Mishnah, from our Mishnah alone, Chavamina would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when is it also? Only the Chotze, the Kaimali Agra. Only if that Chotze, that house, usually you rent it out. So therefore, if somebody sleeps in there now, you're a Chosar, you're losing out. Because if he wouldn't sleep there, you could have rented it out and get money for it. So now you're losing out. And the gavra by a person to Yovid Lemeger, that he is a person that usually rents, he goes and sleeps in the motel overnight. So if so, it's called Zenener Vizechosar. That's what I would have thought to say the Mishnah is talking about. Only in such a case, if the Malv is not allowed to sleep in the Leiva's house without paying him. Abba, but in the case, Chot said to let's say this Leiva's house, he does not rent it out. It's not like a motel, it's his own private house. And the Gavrad Lo Yavad Lemeger, and he's a person that does not sleep in a motel overnight. Like, he also has his own room. He does not pay to sleep someplace. So therefore, he's not called a real Nena. It's not called, I'm really having enjoyment from you, because if not for you, I could have slept in my own house. So then, Ema, I would have thought to say, Loi, there's no Issa for this Malva to sleep in the Leva's house, because it's called Zelo Nena, for Zelo Chosar. So maybe then it does not look like ribbis. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Bar Min Yumi, that know that even in such a case, still it's also. Even in a case where it's zeh leinene, v'zeh lechosar, still it's also. Because l'mais it's mechzik ribbis. It looks as if the reason why you slept in his house is because since you lent him money, you want to take back some reward for lending him the money. It looks like ribbis, and therefore it's also. Now, Ikati Yamri, some say, Omar Rav Yosef Bar Min Yumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Alpha Fi Shomu, even though it was said, that Hadar Bechotze Chaveroi, Shloimi Daitoi, if you sleep in your friend's house without permission, Einoit Sarach Lalas Leschar, still you do not have to pay him the next day. He cannot ask you to pay, again, because it's called Zenene, Vizeloi Chosar, that you put him, but still, Halaveni, if somebody says, listen, lend me $1,000, Vedor Bechatzeri, and I'll tell you that if you lend me the money, then I'm going to let you sleep in my house. Then in such a case, Tzorech Lalas Leschar, if the Malva sleeps in the Leva's house, he for sure will have to pay money. And if he does not pay money, then it looks like ribbis. So now, man the yom halveyu, the one that learned the first lashon, that first I lent you money stam, and then later it's chiddush that the malva is not allowed to sleep in the latest house. So kol shechid for sure in the second case, that halveni, that I speak out right now, b'shas, I'm borrowing the money, the leva tells the malva, listen, lend me the money, and b'schar for the reward that you're going to lend me the money, I'll let you sleep in my house. Pshita, that's also. That's more like ribbis. Because then, b'shas ta'alvo itself, you're speaking out clearly that the ribbis says that I'll let you sleep in my house. So pshita, that's also. But uman diyoma, the second man diyoma, that learns, when is it also in the case of halveni, that the leva is not allowed to speak out at the time when he borrows the money and tells the malva, listen, lend me the $1,000 and I'll let you sleep in my house. That's also. Avol but halveyo, in the case where Stam the Malva lent $1,000 to the Leva, Ruvain lent the money to Shimon, and at the time when he lent him the money, they did not speak out anything about sleeping in the house. And then later, if the Malva goes and sleeps in the Leva's house, there's nothing wrong with it. Because since they did not speak it out at the beginning, then it's not Nechzik Ribbis. My time, and what's the reason? Kirin de Mikoro. Since at the beginning when you lent the money, you did not speak out anything about sleeping in this house, so therefore it was a straight loan. Less lombo, then stand the fact later that the Malva goes and sleeps in the house of the Leva, he holds there's nothing wrong with it. Since the Locha is Zenene Vizelechos for his potter, since Meika Din, you do not have to pay him the money for sleeping there, so it's not called like Ribbis. Since there's nothing that the Leva could get money for it, he can't charge you for it. If the Malva does it, it's not considered like he's taking ribbis from the Leva. He's rather just doing a locha of Zenen and Zelechoser, that's Potter. So that's not considered ribbis.
Now the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Bar Chomo Tokif Avdei Dinshi. Rav Yosef Bar Chomo used to grab the avodim, the slaves of a person, the masik buzuzi, that owed him money. In other words, Rav Yosef Bar Chomo used to lend people money, and if the labor did not pay him back the money, he would grab the person's slave. And v'yavda bo avidato, he would do work with him. Up until the labor would pay up the money, he would use his slave and work with it. So male rova brei, rova son yestem back. My time off is marochi. How come you are doing like this? And the question is, it should be ridis. The mice of the labor, this person owes you money. So what gives you the right to take his slave? Who are you taking the materials ribis? That you feel since he's using your money, you have a right to take something back. Before that should be in your ribis. So what gives you the heta to take the other person's slave? Omalei said back to him, I know Rav Nachman surely. I have like Rav Nachman. To Yama Rav Nachman said, Avdo, a slave, Nehum Krise, the bread that goes into his stomach, Le Shavi is not worth. In other words, when I take away these avodim from the people, from the labor, I feed them. So since I feed them, Adarabba, the labor is gaining on the deal. Because an effort is not worth it to the person to hold on to him, to have to feed him. So since I'm feeding these avodim, it's not called I'm taking anything from the labor, the opposite. He's only gaining on the deal. But Amalei, the son said back to him, Eimon the Yom Rav Nachman, when did Rav Nachman say such a svara could go in Dori Avdei? Only for this special Eved of Dori, a dead Eved, Rosh Kachshma, that was his name, the Merakid Bekuvi, he used to dance, he's a dancer. Rashi said late tonight, he was a joker. Merakid Bechnuz, he used to dance in the stores, Lishtos Yain, by the bars. He used to go down to the bar and drink there. So such an Eved that becomes Shikha is a dancer, is a joker, he's not worth it. So such an Eved, it's not worth it to keep him around. But Avdi Achrini Miyomar, but another type of a slave, a regular good Eved that works hard, and there he never said it. There, of course, the story is that why does a person have an Eved? He wants to gain on the deal. It's worth it to you to buy an Eved, even though you have to feed him, because the work that he does to you is worth so much more. So if so, even though you, the Malva, is going to feed this Eved, but still, you're taking the work for yourself, you're taking more than the food is worth, that's because that Gribis. So why is it Mutter? Why are you doing this? Or Malay, so the father said back, Anok Yod Rav Daniel Barav Ketini Amarav Shirli. I hold like Rav Daniel Barav Ketini Amarav says. The Yama that he says, if somebody grabs away somebody else's Eved, and if you work with it, Potter, that you should know this person that steals the Eved and uses it does not have to pay for the work. Why? The owner is happy the fact that you're working out his Eved in order that the Eved should not learn to become lazy. The Rashi says, he should not be ruggled to become a batlin. For Yisatso Nistarin to become lazy not to do work. So therefore you do not have to pay for the work that you're doing. Alright, turn over.